Who have we got in the studio?
We have three incredibly talented women, all related because they're sisters. I mean, like, that explains why everyone's good looking in the band, which rarely happens, right? We have the Vixens of Fall live in the Zinc Studios. And we have a Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning. Hey, ladies, how you going?
Oh, so good. How are you guys?
Mate, we're just so thrilled to have you in. It's very exciting. The lead up to Muster's been epic, and you guys have just come back from the ISA.
Yeah, we did. Last Wednesday was insanely wonderful. First big flight for us for Vixens and going to a gig.
And so, who survived the radio?
Well, we all would have barely if we went.
It was that much of a whirlwind. We were there for a whole 24 hours.
Yeah, it's kind of like that in the ISA though, right? You fly and do what you've got to do and leave. So how did you guys come to be the Vixens of Fall? Was it something that you started as kids or was it something you came back together as adults?
Well, I think after Dad had five girls, he was like, oh, hang on a second. I think I can create a girl band here.
Or a softball team, right?
Yeah, one of the other.
So a Jackson 5,
Yeah, pretty much, except the eldest two were in no way wanting to be a part of it at all. And we also have a little brother who's, funnily enough, very musically inclined but won't do anything with
refuses.
So it was just us three. Yeah.
Wow.
Little brothers, aren't they?
But, I know, right?
Pains in the bum, right?
But back in 2014, I came back from a teaching stint up there after I finished my degree.
Wow.
And Ren said, oh, I've booked us a singing lesson. We're going tomorrow. And all of a sudden we were like, oh, okay. And the two of us just threw Lulu into the mix of it all because she was still at school.
She was 15.
Only, yeah.
Oh.
did you girls blitz all the school of Stedfords? Like you were just taking on all comers and threw them out of the water?
Well, the thing is, we didn't really think that we were ever going to have singing as a career. So we were all down different paths,
So mum and dad kept you humble, right? Like they never just blew up your own balloons.
No, that's exactly right.
See, I'm a frustrated young Talent Time performer. I auditioned back in the 80s for Talent Time and never got to the Johnny Young School.
Oh, rude.
And I get a bit envious of girls like you going, you guys are in the shining lights and you guys get to...
And the hair too. He misses the hair as well.
We were all going down different paths. I mean, Lulu was still trying to sort out life in general because she was 15. But, you know, at school she did a lot of dancing, as did Ren. She is a dance teacher and dancing is her life.
And we're not hearing from Ren because she's lost her voice.
Yeah, poor darling.
Laryngitis.
And I was heading down the drama route and just focused on that. So I became a drama teacher.
And what about you, Lulu? What was your plan at 15? Obviously not to have a hit band.
No, it was not. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just kind of, you know,
you turned
on
up.
My merrily way down in high school. And they're like, you have no choice. And I was like, can I sing? They're like, yes, you can.
You can definitely
and
sing.
So you've got no choice. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And so what did that look like in the early days? Was it pubs and clubs and or, you know, rodeo circuits? What did it look like?
Well, our first ever gig was the very last Urban Country Music Festival back in 2016.
Yeah. I was there.
Oh
my God, there you go.
We had two gigs and that was the first time ever. We just put up like this little 15-second clip on our brand new little Instagram page that we created and one of the people from the council saw us and contacted us and said, do you want to do a couple of gigs? And we were like, okay. And all of a sudden we just had to thrust a band together.
We didn't have a band.
So
luckily Dad got together every Wednesday with his mates and he's like, okay guys, so we're going to be learning a couple of sets.
Yeah. Here's some country songs.
Instead of your classic rock.
We're doing Merle Haggard and stuff, were you? Is it?
Well, it wasn't quite that country. We were, sort of hanging around the Miranda Lambert. Like, obviously that's country, but I meant, like, not classic country.
So what about things like the Dixie Chicks?
Yes, absolutely.
The Shania Twains, because your voice lends itself to that kind of music.
Yes, those ladies are definitely part of our idols, that's for sure. So we were singing those songs at Urban.
And we were traipsing around, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you remind us of Dixie Chicks. We're like, that is the highest compliment we've received.
And then, people started calling us the Vixie Chicks.
Yeah. So very clever.
Yeah, that was fun.
Very clever.
But, that was it. 2016 was our first big performance, and then we just were like, oh, hello, it's 2022, and here we are.
Here we are, indeed.
Sing at the Crowbar.
Well, let's go and do something. Let's go and hear you guys in harmony live on the radio, right across Skippy and the Cooler Coast. And yes, I must stress, Friday night, the Crowbar. Have you got tickets to Master Already, the first band, eh, at 6:15?
Well, actually, not the very first band, but we're, like, it's prime
time,
I guess.
Prime time.
We're ready to party, absolutely.
Because bands on at 2 in the afternoon, I mean, you've got to contend with people who are getting showered and ready for the big night, having a couple
right.
of cordials, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Not you guys, though. 6:15, we've hit the stage, so very much looking forward to that.
Vixens of Fall, our special guest in the studio, and they've got a brand new song that we've played a bit of this morning, but we want to hear the whole thing in full from the ladies themselves. Well, best they can with 2 out of 3 vocalists, is that right?
That's right. The song is called Ain't Going Home. Take it away, beautiful people.
I saw my phone buzzing at 8:45, sitting on the couch with a bottle of wine. It's tied up and settled in for a quiet one. Well, Jeannie loves to party and so do I. I saw her name flashing and I knew inside, if I'm picking up, it's gonna turn into a wild one. 'Cause when it comes to a good time, I can't say no. So if I'm coming out tonight, you know how it's gonna go. At the stroke of midnight, that's when I'll put on a show. When we both know, if I'm coming out tonight, we ain't going home till the sun's up. Till the last call, ain't going home till tomorrow. If you're sure you wanna do this and you're ready to go, give me half a second, I'll be out the door. Throw a drink back, never look back, get it started, we ain't going half-hearted.
So if I'm coming out tonight, you know how it's gonna go. At the stroke of midnight, that's when I'll put on a show. When we both know, if I'm coming out tonight, we ain't going home. Woo!
Ow! Yeah, come on, audience, it's good.
We'll be singing with the band, dancing on the bar, pouring double shots and breaking hearts. We'll be painting the town,
we'll be on the run, 'cause I'm a little reckless when it comes to fun.
So if I'm coming out tonight, you know how it's gonna go. At the stroke of midnight, that's when I'll put on a show. And we all know, if I'm coming out, I'm coming out tonight. If we're coming out tonight, we ain't going home till the sun's up. Ain't going home till the last call. Ain't going home till tomorrow.
Yeah! Vixens of Fall, ladies and gentlemen.
The new song is called Ain't Going Home, and if that didn't wake you up, nothing will. Girls, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Look, my only question is, when are you coming back? We need that sort of kick in the pants again.
Whenever you want us.
Fantastic. In the meantime, we can see you at Muster.
Yes, absolutely.
At the Crowbar.
At the Crowbar.
6:15.
Yep.
What day?
On Friday, the 26th of January. Next and we're week. Actually at the... August.
Next Friday.
I need
next
to go
Friday.
Back to sleep
it's
quite
very
clearly.
Early for musos,
yeah,
for sure.
You've got me up too early. No. 26th of August, next Friday. But we are at the pre-muster party Saturday
Wednesday.
Night. This
where,
Saturday.
Where Saturday? We're at the muster site.
At the muster site.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The
campers.
Yep.
Those organised people.
Yeah. We got the late shift.
You've done very well. And how do we follow you on the socials?
Oh, just head to Instagram, head to Facebook. We're there all the time. And if anybody continues to want to follow the journey of the Vixens of Fall, they can go to www.vixens-of-fall.com. We have something huge coming.
And oh, okay.
People can sign up to our newsletter.
Fantastic.
By the way, did you pick up on the lyric? doing the shots, dancing on the bar, and they're at the crowbar. Like, synchronicity.
Hey, that's me.
The girls are Vixens of Fall. The new song is Ain't Going Home. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.